My full name is Habakkuk Thomas Maldonado. I was born September 6, 1999, so I'm 22 at the moment. And I came to the States when I was 17. I was born in Rome. Rome is the capital of Italy. Well, I would say Rome is a city where you can find anything that you like, in my opinion, because we have a lot of museums. We have a lot of history, like the Colosseum, the Fori Imperiali, the Pantheon. We have religion, if that's what you're interested in, with the Vatican. We have the beach not too far away from Rome. We have mountains not too far away from Rome. We have great food. I would say that it's a great place to get an overall experience and experience the totality of Italy. Here in the U.S., everybody's so fast. They live fast. They always think about working and producing, whereas in Italy, everybody's more laid back, more chill. A fun example is that in Italy, between like 12 p.m. and 2 p.m., everything is closed because everybody takes their lunch break and they just close stores and everything else. When I moved here 6 years ago, I had to leave my whole family, my mom and my little brother, all my uncles, cousins, all my relatives and friends, because I moved here on my own. My first day was entertaining, I would say. My phone broke the day before I came to the U.S. So I flew and I couldn't talk to anybody. I couldn't talk to my mom or the people that were supposed to come get me once I landed. So I just landed and looked around the airport, and luckily I found the people that were supposed to get me. When I moved, I was 17, so I was not allowed to live alone. So I had to go live with a host family. And I would say this host family really helped me a lot. I got my driver's license thanks to them, and they just taught me a lot of things, how to live in the U.S. and how to succeed. Well, first I would say the language, because even though I spoke English a little bit, I wasn't as good at it. So I had to learn and I had to improve my English. Other than that, the culture and the food and living alone, I would say that living alone was a great adjustment because I've lived with people my whole life. And when I moved here, I was on my own. It was pretty tough. When I first came over here, I was still dreaming and thinking in Italian. So I had to sometimes translate from Italian to English. But you know that you become proficient in a language when you start dreaming and thinking in English. So right now, I don't even think in Italian anymore. When I have my dreams or when I think, I just think straight in English. In Italy, the main sport is soccer. Everybody knows about soccer. Everybody loves soccer. Football, nobody knows about it. I grew up without knowing what that was until I was pretty grown, about like 14, 15 years old. That's when I learned what football was, and I tried to look for a team in my city, and I found one, but it's not as popular as a sport. Most people confuse football with rugby, and they don't know the difference. In Italy, we decide what career we want to take in high school, and the high school that we go to is specific to the career that you pick. So the high school where I went to was kind of a prep school for engineering in college, and that's what I wanted to do. Well, I wasn't thinking about having a career in sport, but once I started with football, and I saw that I had the chance to do it, I just stuck with it and worked as hard as I could to make it happen. Well, I played football for the University of Pittsburgh. I just graduated last December with a degree in economics, and I'm currently in a master's program for finance. I really like the school because the University of Pittsburgh is a great school. It's one of the top public schools in the country. I really like the coaches, Coach Pat Narduzzi and Coach Charlie Partridge. My D-line coach is really good and coach a lot of great people. And then finally, I just like the environment and the culture that I found in Pittsburgh. It's tough, but it's fun at the same time. So I'm usually at the facility from about 6 in the morning until like 2 p.m., working out, studying, watching film, but it gives you a lot of satisfaction. We just won the ACC championship this year, so that was really fun with all my teammates. My teammates are like family at the end, so I love spending time with them and enjoying life together. I came to the U.S. to play football, so one of my main goals was to reach the top of football and being able to play with the pros, become a pro, you know? I'm slowly trying to reach my goal. I made it from high school to college, and I'm playing here at Pitt. Who knows, maybe next year I'll make the jump. I would say you have to give it your best effort 100% of the time. Even the days that you don't want to do it, You just have to convince yourself that you have to do it. Have fun with it. And it's going to be rewarding.